and thanks for coming back to another episode of Lessons for My Kids. Today we're talking about public speaking and why. Because there are times in your life that you may have to talk in front of a group, and it's terrifying and exhilarating and exciting and anxiety-ridden. It's so many different things rolled up into one, and you never realize how important it is that you need to be able to speak in front of people. Now, not everybody's going to be great at it, and it does take practice. But why? Why do you need to know how to speak in front of public? Well, whether it be you are speaking in front of a group of two or three of your friends, or speaking in front of an audience, the size of the Super Bowl, you have the ability to communicate, and you have the ability to share information or to be an inspiration or to deliver some type of message, whether it be in church or be in school or be out in the real world. Maybe this becomes your job. Maybe you're an entertainer and you need to be able to speak in front of people. These are all roles of public speaking. So what are the benefits that come from it, and why is this important? Well, career advancement is, I guess I should back up and say that I found an article on virtualspeech.com that talks about the benefits of public speaking. And they go through quite a few. I'm only going to hit probably about five or six of these. But the list is actually kind of important because so many times we think of public speaking as this scary monster in front of us if we have to stand up in front of a crowd and have everybody looking at us. It can be scary, but you can overcome it, because in the end, sometimes it's the best option. You will be the best speaker to deliver whatever it is the message is, or people really do see you as knowledgeable in a given area, and they want to hear from you. So again, the first one that they talk about as far as being a benefit is career advancement. If you can speak in front of a group, then you could be a manager. You could be on a panel at a conference, or you could be a leader in a group to take on a project. Being able to get your message across is so important, and being able to speak in front of a group of people, whether you know them or not, is essential, especially for career advancement. Think of any, salesperson, think of anybody who's been into a leadership role, such as a CEO or even a manager. They have to be able to speak in front of a group of employees. And if you think that speaking in front of a group of three or four employees is hard, you're going to have to practice, because this is going to become essential. As you speak in front of groups, sometimes it is going to be difficult in the beginning. And the more you practice, the more you will get better at it. It's like anything. It's a muscle, so to speak. When you get out in front of an audience and you realize, I'm looking at these faces, they're staring back at me, they're looking to me for guidance, it can be a little daunting. But if you take time, put this together in advance, whatever it is, the topic you're going to be speaking on, and you've practiced it, and you've read it, or you've wrote it out, and you can practice in front of a mirror, you can practice on your pets, you can talk to your spouse or your kids or your significant other or your friends. If it's on a topic that is not of concern to them or not known to them, maybe you're talking about something technical from work, or maybe you're talking about who knows what. Pick a topic that most people may not know, or it may be difficult for them to understand what it is you're trying to get across, which can help your speech to be better, or your public speaking engagement to be better, because you have to go back and go, okay, I have to understand who my audience is. I need to understand what backgrounds they're coming from. If everybody is coming from the same background, you may be able to use acronyms. You may be able to talk specific details that they may not know, that most people might know in a specific industry. If you're talking about something that is really complex and in detail or technical, you may need to stop and think about, well, what is the lead up to my speech that I need to give? What are the background notes that I need to include to make sure that everybody comes along on the same journey in my speech? Now, it's something good that if you know who the audience is in advance, you can kind of put together the details in your mind, which boosts your confidence. It shows your leadership. It shows that you are able to understand who the audience is. And it helps with a lot of different things, such as critical thinking, you know, figuring out how to tailor that message to fit the needs of who's going to be in the audience and who has the background. Now, I think of it this way. If I were coaching a sports team, I'm going to talk to people differently if they're brand new to the sport. Say I'm coaching a youth level team versus a high school team or a college team. The difference is that the kids that I would be coaching at that rec level or that new level, they may have no basis for the game. And I've coached T-ball where those kids had no basis for baseball and no understanding of how it really works. They knew they swung a bat, they hit a ball, and they ran somewhere. They didn't know where. They didn't know why. And the people that were in the outfield knew that they were supposed to pick up the ball and throw it, but they didn't know to where and they didn't know to why or to who and why. And so it becomes very complex when you start trying to teach a sport to a kid who has no basis or no background in that field. And the same can be true if you're trying to talk to a group of people who may or may not have a basis of what it is you're trying to talk about. So think about your audience. The next thing, the next benefit of public speaking is personal development. I mean, this is a no-brainer that if you can't communicate with people, it's going to be tough. Communication skills in today, I know that we use a lot of texting and social media and things like that. You have to be able to put together a message that goes from here's where we are and here's the message that I want to share and do a recap and be able to get your point across. Now, that may be creating, you know, some type of a message that helps to persuade somebody to do something. It might be just a sharing of information. It might be you're asking them to do something. Whatever it is, it's all about your personal development. The better you can communicate to people, the better you will do in this world, because we are all about communication and information. Unfortunately, there are some people who are stuck in their phones way too much and they need to get out and actually talk to people a little bit more, but communication is definitely a key. So, when you're public speaking, you're focusing on ideas, you're focusing on how to get them across, you're learning on how to present something, which, you know, you don't think of it often, but when you are out in the world and you have to be calm, you know, the people who are trying to persuade you to do something, they might try to yell and scream and demand things from you, but in the end, you're your own person. So think about it this way, that if you're a salesperson or you're on stage somewhere trying to get people to like your music or to listen to a play or whatever message it is you're trying to get across, if you're just screaming at people, it's going to turn them off. If you figure out, okay, I need to be calm. I need to go from, you know, point A to point B to point C to point D. I need to have this all worked out and in an organized fashion and to get this message across. You will do so much better when you're calm, when you show confidence, which can sometimes be hard. It's kind of that make or break, fake it till you make it type situation. But when you can do all of those things and you can be organized and coherent and be able to defend your views, your speech and your public speaking will, the point will get across to most people. Will there be follow-up? Maybe. You might have to follow up with a few people, and that's okay. But you never know who you're going to connect with, especially if you're speaking to a large audience. You may be able to speak to a good group of people who maybe didn't ever hear of you before or didn't like your ideas before, but you may be able to persuade them that you are right and the reasons why. Being able to talk in public, we've already talked about it. It gets your professional network expanded. It teaches you how to persuade. You're getting leadership skills that a lot of people are afraid, and so afraid that they aren't even willing to try it. I remember years ago that I had to speak in front of a group, and I kept thinking of the people who went ahead of me, and they were saying, and it's like they had to use those points to pause and think about what they were going to say. I tried to make a conscious effort to not use that or any other type of pausing noise, I guess, in essence. And just if I needed to take a break to think about something briefly, I would just pause. Having silence is okay once in a while because it also allows your audience to take a break and to think things through and to absorb that message in. You will find that when you listen to actors or musicians or media or professors or any teacher or coach, you will notice those people who speak in front of an audience quite regularly, they have a different cadence to their speech. They speak easily, they get their message across, and you don't hear them going or any other noise. They've learned how to communicate. They've learned that those pauses are okay to have once in a while. And so they learn the best way to get their message across. A couple other things in here that we want to talk about is, you know, when we talk about the benefits of public speaking, you also figure out there's a different vocabulary that you're going to need for different audiences. You're going to have a different fluency as far as how fast you talk, how long do you talk. Do you have a 2-minute speech? Do you have a 5-minute speech? Do you have to speak for an hour? If you're out in the public and you're part of an association or an organization, or you're in a job role where you have to speak a lot, listening to the exact same phrases over and over again may not be the best. You might have to use different phrases or different words to get your message across, because some people, they're going to tune you out if it's just the exact same message over and over again. Also, you shouldn't have a fear of impromptu speaking. I've had this before where people have said, hey, can you say a few words? I have froze in those moments. It happens. You are looking at it, and all of a sudden somebody at a wedding or an award ceremony or a special occasion, you get up or they ask you, hey, can you give a few words? Or you win an award and now you have to absorb the fact that they kept this secret from you, and now you have to give a speech and you didn't present or didn't plan for one because you didn't know you were going to be presented with this speech. So you need to find your way to be gracious, accepting, and not worry about it being a formal event, but be able to step up and think of, hey, this is exciting. You know, I didn't expect this. I really appreciate you know, this award from my peers or whoever it is, and be able to acknowledge what it is you're thinking in an impromptu manner, and have it be cohesive and coherent. You might also have to learn to argue. You think of a lawyer who stands up in front of a jury or who stands up in front of a judge, and they have to try and figure out how to put their thoughts into an argument to persuade somebody. It's very hard to do, but if you have those skills and you have the knowledge, people will listen. And in the end, the last one on this list is be a better listener. And it says, listening may be a lost art, but a public speaking course actually teaches you to become a better listener. When you attend conferences, you'll hear several different types of speeches at a wide variety of topics from people who may be very different from you. And this will passively build your listening ability and note-taking. I do agree with that even though we talk here about how to be a better speaker and the benefits of it, it does actually help you become a better listener as well, because then I think back to when I used to read in church, that I would be a reader, I'd stand up in front of the congregation and I would read from the book, and it would be terrifying. I knew all the people in that church, I knew everybody who was coming in, and because I had to speak in front of them, I wanted to make sure that I read the words exactly perfectly. Over time, I started listening to other people doing those same tasks. So somebody else who was reading in church, or somebody else who was giving a speech at an organization, I started listening to them on how were they delivering the words that they had written down. And you will be amazed at how quickly you pick up on certain cadences, and you pick up on tendencies that people have, and you figure that once you start writing your speeches, or once you start preparing, some of those things will come back to mind, and you'll go, okay, I remember this person was really good at this, and this person, they were pausing a little too long, or they were pausing and doing these noises that were very distracting. It's those things that will make you a better public speaker. So the three takeaways from this that I would give you is, one, practice public speaking. It's crucial. You are going to speak in front of somebody at some point, and that's not just one person. You're going to have to actually present something at some point. And two, I would say, think through how that message starts, what the bulk of the message has to be, and then how you can close, because you do have to have a closing. You do have to have a way to end it. And I think of a podcast. I start every one a certain way. I kind of tell you what the topic's going to be. I give you the content. And then at the end, I kind of tie it all up. Same thing in a public speech. You would have to go through those same processes. And so the third thing would be the listening. That listen to those people who do a good job of speaking, as well as those people who do a bad job, because you're going to learn from both of them. Things that you're going to want to do, things that you're not going to want to do, things that are going to make your speech giving and public speaking better. With that was a lot, and I'm sorry that it took so long, but I do think that this is a good lesson for my kids and anyone else who is going to be going out into the working world, or just into the world in general, and will be potentially speaking in front of an audience. With that, I thank you for listening. I appreciate all of you, and I hope your public speaking goes well. Take care.